Welcome to Success in Wellness, a new podcast dedicated to exploring the idea of success throughout the many journeys of women who found purpose and success by prioritizing their well-being. From wellness practitioners to marketing gurus, entrepreneurs or corporate girlies, my guests all come from a wide range of backgrounds and disciplines, but they all share one thing in common, a passion for helping others live healthier, happier lives. My name is Adeline Waro, and I am thrilled to be your host. I invite you to join me each month as we delve into the transformative stories of our guests and their unique perspective on success. Together, we'll journey through their past, present, and future, unveiling that success isn't bound by a single definition, but rather evolves as we do throughout our lives. Join our growing community of listeners committed to prioritizing their well-being and achieving success on their own terms. Hit that subscribe button now and let's elevate our journey to wellness and success together. So Anouk,
I'm super happy to have you on the podcast. We just reconnected after 3 years or like 3.5 years. We met in Berlin in 2021. I remember meeting you at Soho House. You did a workshop, I think. So I'm really happy to reconnect with you today. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. And thank you for inviting me to share my thoughts about success.
Yes, of course. And we didn't prepare this. This is really like an open conversation about your journey, your path, and what you believe in. I know you as a leadership coach. I know you as an executive mentor. I also know you as the founder and the visionary of Rock Solid Leadership and a public speaker. But I feel like these are things that tell me what you do, but not who you are. So can you please give us a little background about who you are, where you come from, and what makes you who you are?
Like, it's already such a deep question. So I think we're going to dive deep today. All right.
Yes, we are. We are.
So my name is Anouk Schaap, which is sounds also very Dutch. So I'm from the Netherlands. I've been in Berlin like 3 years ago to also start my company there. And I have always worked in finance before I started my entrepreneurial journey. And it's over 5 years now that I'm owning my own company. And actually, this is the third one. So things have evolved. But I also think that was the journey of exploring what are my gifts, what are my talents, and how can I serve the people who are waiting for me to serve them at my best? What is my spot exactly? What am I called for? And I have asked myself the question, who am I? As I was 6 years old, and I got a little bit terrified by the question. And that was also, I think, the reason that I stopped asking myself, because it's such a big question. If you keep on wondering, who am I? It's so big, because indeed, you start telling people what you do instead of who you are. But if you think about who I am, it goes beyond our thoughts, I believe. But I do think that unconsciously, I've been searching for the answer to this question for years, and I've been trying to find the answers or the answer in every single spot I was directed to. But I think that I've never truly found an answer that made me feel at peace, I would say. So my journey was totally like redirected about 1.5 years ago, as entrepreneurship is an interesting journey. And I've been like, I knew that I was made to work in leadership, that I was so, I knew that so sure. But my company didn't really take off. Like, I had amazing clients, but also then there was no steadiness or something like that. And it was already my second company by then. So all the money I earned in finance were spent and my savings were kind of gone. And I tried to manifest things. I did so many meditations and all of these things. But I never truly found that peace and also the sense of purpose, I think, that I was looking for. And there was one day and I was just kind of like desperate. I felt like I tried everything and nothing seems to work. Like there is not a true breakthrough in my company or the way I feel or in my relationship back then. Also how I felt about myself and how I saw myself. And there was one day and I just said out loud, I was just looking outside the window and I just said, help. Like not to something or someone, but I was just like clueless. Like I was so tired of like trying to do this on my own strength and trying to love myself and like to be the best version of myself. And I was just like exhausted of that whole journey and trying to look for answers, but I never found a true answer. And then a day later, I contacted my business coach. I worked with her a year before and I thought like the business isn't going great. Maybe she has an answer. Like I can at least ask her the question, like, do you have something? Because I felt like I'm stuck in a wave of thoughts and it's not getting me anywhere. And she used to work, I think it was based mainly on Buddhism, and she was also a Reiki master, worked with lots of energies and meditating on the company and everything. And I contacted her and she answered with connect with God. And I was like, all right, well, I trust you and I'm hopeless. So I was truly desperate, I think, as well. So I started to look for an answer. So I started to read a book that was called Conversations with God. I didn't really find the answer there, but it was it was a way for me to try and find the answer of like, what does she mean with that? But she said also afterwards, like really beautiful things, like you've been created with a purpose. And I mean, it's a difficult journey, but you've received talents and gifts and it requires patience. And I was just curious because it already did something within me. And then a few days later, we have a city beach here in Amsterdam, and I was there with a dog, and I was like overthinking my finances, my relationship, my company, and everything.
You had a midlife crisis?
Yeah, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
I saw a girl that she was passing, but she was a bit far away, but I remember that I saw walking her, and that I was thinking like, what does she have? Because it just seemed like as if she carried a light within her.
Yes.
But I couldn't really grasp it. And she was also pretty far away. And it would have been so random to go to her and ask her, like, what is that within you? Because it looks like interesting. So I didn't respond to that. But then an hour later, she was standing next to me asking me what I was doing that day. So I answered to that question. And then I asked her the question, what were you doing there? And she was like, yeah, I was reading the Bible. And I was like, how is this possible?
God, this is such a sad.
Like, in the first place, who reads the Bible in Amsterdam? Like, think of anyone. But also, it was kind of like a reply. Like, someone tells me to connect with God a few days before I'm doing my attempt. I did an attempt of finding that answer and I didn't really get the answer. And then she was standing next to me, but she saw the surprise in my eyes. And then she said to me like, yeah, but I'm here because God wants you to know that he loves you and he wants to connect with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah. And that was like, when she said it, I just started crying. And I can't explain it differently than I felt as if there were waves of love coming over me. And I just felt so deeply loved, but like loved in a way that no person on this earth could ever give me. But also it was just like, I didn't know that feeling. I know how it is to be in love with someone. But I thought like, no, this is not it. I just feel loved and not that I have to do something for. I just felt so loved. And we kept on talking and I had so many questions. Like, I think I've asked hundreds of questions in those 3 hours to her. And she invited some of her friends over. And then there was just like, there came this moment and I just felt like I need to go in the water. It was 30 degrees, so wow. It would make sense to go and have a swim. So she said, like, are you going for a swim? I was like, no, it's not a swim. I just want to go under and be under for a long time, but not long enough. I mean, I don't want to die. And she was like, I think you mean you want to get baptized. And I said, like,
yes,
I think so too. And she said, are you ready? I was like, yeah, let's go. So I got baptized on the spot. And then afterwards, one of her friends who lives in the Netherlands, she invited me to come to church the day after. But I thought, I'm never going back to church again. I don't know about your experience, but my experience wasn't that positive. But the day after, I just felt like I was curious. And I thought, like, wow, I still don't have all the answers. So at least I can give it a try. If not, it was 1.5 hours, like, wasted. But I mean, that time wasn't wasted, because I entered church and it was so beautiful. And people were so lovely and so nice and so kind. And I came in and I was like, there is a band. And I mean, I know now it's a huge thing in the US, but in the Netherlands,
it is in the US.
I didn't
too.
Think it was that big. And I entered and they started worshiping, and I've cried so badly. Like, one of the husbands was standing next to me. He was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah.
Sobbing. Releasing. I think you were releasing a lot.
Yeah.
During that moment, right?
I just felt like I'm finally home. Like, all the answers I've been looking for my whole life, like feelings of, yeah, who am I? And like, that's why the answer is so long, because the answer the question is, like, I'm a child of God, and
yes,
he loves me.
Wow.
And I don't have to do anything to be his child and to feel loved. And there is just a sense of peace and rest that came over me, and that has never left me ever again. Like, I thought, now I have God, everything will go well. Well, it's a super long story for everything that happened. It didn't go well, but the peace and the sense of, like, I have, like, a foundation that is so rock solid. Mm. That's why
yes.
the company is named Rock Solid Leadership. It doesn't go anywhere. So it can storm, like, it doesn't matter what kind of tornadoes are coming at me. Like, I feel like, but I'm firm in the foundation that's under my feet now. And I feel afraid, because word said, like, don't be afraid, for I'm the Lord and I will go wherever you go. So it gave me everything that I was looking for. And it was also the time that, after a few months, I started to ask questions about my company. Like, is this truly the thing you want me to do? Because I thought, like, I've surrendered my life to Jesus, and I know God has a purpose for me. He has a plan for your life. He gave all of us, not just me, gifts and talents to walk on the path that he has for us. So I thought, like, if, like, being an entrepreneur, working in leadership is not his plan for me, I want to know. So interesting. So I told him, like, in prayer, like, God, if you want me to do something different, I'm willing to, like, you let me know. The day after, I was contacted for a position as CEO in Paris. And I was like,
what?
Okay, this was unexpected.
What a coincidence.
I didn't expect to leave to Paris, but it ended up into nothing.
Okay.
They didn't contact me ever again. So I kind of felt like he says, like, know what you're saying to me. Because, and that was also kind of the moment that he started speaking about, showing rocks. And I was like, yeah, I know you are the rock of ages. You are my rock. But what does this have to do with my company? And I'm answering many more questions than only your one question. But
it's leading to where we want to go. So, you know.
So the process of launching Rock Solid Leadership, which I did in end of September 23, that took 9 months. Like, I've spent so much time in prayer, and there was so much time that I just, in the beginning, I only felt the need of reading the Bible. And I think that's also, like, how your faith grows, by reading the word. And that's what I also needed, but I didn't have clients at that time. So it's been so interesting to also see him, like, it's not that my clients are providing for me. He's my provider, and he provided in surprising ways. Like, I have a lot of testimonies to share. And yeah, so the process was about like 9 months. And then I shared with someone like around September, like, yeah, it's been 9 months now. And when I said those words, like, yeah, I think it's time now to launch the business. And the last, like over the last year, he's been speaking, and also people spoke it over me. Like, it's the top leaders that you will be working with. It's not only the Netherlands. I know it's England, but it's also the US. So I hope to see you soon.
Amazing. Yes.
And yeah, and the moment I launched the website, I didn't do it like as in a launching party or anything like that. And I just wrote a newsletter on the 10th of October. And that was also the day that I got the first huge assignment.
Oh, I love that date.
Yeah.
It's such a special date in my own life too. So
really?
I believe there is a lot of power behind the 10th of October. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Someone else said it last week as well. Like, she said that date is interesting. I was like, oh, all right. Mm-hmm. So that was at least, we covered one question, who am I?
You know, what I want to know is, a lot of things that you do and that you talk about is based on trust. And through the story that you just shared, it seems that you found a new trust, like by opening your heart to God and to Jesus and deepening your faith. How do you think like this practice with yourself is now leading you to live a more purposeful life? Like, how does a trust really has an impact on your everyday life? What changed between like before and now that you know, like this trust, like you said, this trust is like guiding you and driving you, and through the storms, it's, you're rock solid inside because you have that faith. Like, how do you feel like this trust is manifesting itself in everything that you do from the moment you wake up in the morning?
That's a good question. But I think it just feels like that. You know, the Bible also says, like, God is, like, you can call him Abba, your father. And it feels like as he has my back. So even if I make a mistake, even if I try to do something that's not according his will, he's got my back. And I think that is the thing that gives so much trust. But also looking back, what I also think is that the way I'm seeing myself has... it started to shift like so big.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, because the way I've always saw myself was not the way he sees me. And if you read the Bible and it says you were created in his image, which is kind of perfect.
Wow. Yes.
I don't feel like perfect at all. And throughout my whole life, I haven't felt successful. I didn't feel pretty. I didn't feel rich. I didn't feel loved. There were so many things that also, according to the world, you're not perfect at all.
Yeah.
But he worked it. Like, you were made in his image, and it was very good. It says, like, when he started about his creation, about the trees and the sea, he said it was good. But when he created human beings, he said it was very good. Like, I was like, okay, so it was created very good and in his image. And I think that's also along the way, like, things happen in your life, traumatic events, maybe also like not super traumatic, but also like things that you remind, or the things that people say to you or speak over you, that can create such an impact over your life. And the lies that enter your mind and what you keep on telling yourself is like, I can sometimes cry just over the fact, like, also now I'm having a few friends and they all found God as well, and all a little bit more recently, but the lies that we've been telling ourselves are, it's just like, it's sad and it's bad, because we're, I don't know, according to the world, we will never be perfect, but that's not the way God sees us. And I think that is like such, it's still a process, because still, like, it's so interesting. I started to see, like when I'm praying with friends, and it's mainly female friends as well, they all start a prayer like, thank you for this beautiful woman. And I was just like, so many
people worshiping the feminine.
They keep on saying it. And I was just like, it feels like God is saying something through them. And it just kept on coming through so many ways and things. And then 2 weeks ago, I'm reading from a book for a young boy. He's 6 years old and his foster mom doesn't really, she's not super great in Dutch. So I'm reading for him to learn, to improve his Dutch himself. Mm-hmm. And while I was reading, this little boy, 6 years old, and in the middle of a story, he started looking at me and he was just like, I think you're so beautiful, Anouk. And we were looking at each other like, what happened? And she said as well, like, he never says things like this. And it feels like that God is reminding to tell me that he made me beautiful in his way. Yes. And that it is also his way of telling me how I should be seeing myself instead of whatever someone ever told me. And I've been guided through a journey also from the church. And there was just one exercise. They asked me to write down all the lies that have been people telling me. And it was just literally, I had like one person just told me once that I was too thin and someone else told me I was too fat. I was like, so yeah, this is honestly never good enough. But what does God says about it? And it's, of course, like when people say hurtful things, it stays in your mind and you keep on reminding yourself the same things and you start to believe it's true.
Of course.
Because the conclusion was, it's like, it doesn't matter what I look like, if I gain or lose weight, it's never good enough. Mm-hmm. But then if you go back to the word of God and what he speaks over you, that's just like, if you go and sit with it and then, yeah, meditate on the word and to let those words enter you, it just feels like I need way more time to really grasp it and to start seeing myself as the way he created me.
Of course, it's going back to center
and
going back to listening to who you are within and letting like the guidance comes to you, because there are so many, like there is so much noise around us. Like, we grow up in a society that is requiring us to achieve so many things, that tell us to fit in one mold, to have a linear path. I think things are starting to shift because we have now more access to more opportunities and, you know, you can travel for the world. It's more confusing, I think, as well, because we have more choice. We have more opportunities. And with social media, you get lost with all of us, like, success stories that are defined by different principles and different guides. So it's going back to center, meditating, praying is such a resourceful practice to go back to center, to feel home and to like really kind of clear the path, really clear the path of all those elements that are thrown at us and just confuse us throughout our journey.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And also what you mentioned about like the what success looks like, I think it's for everyone, it's kind of a different thing. Mm-hmm. But one of the Ten Commandments, that's really an interesting one. It's just like not to be jealous of whatever someone has.
Yes.
And I think if it's one of the Ten Commandments, like do not steal and do not murder are the other ones. And then this one is apparently this important, that is one of the Ten Commandments. And I think that is so important to also see. But also I think with people who found their path in faith and that God is guiding them to their destiny and all the works that he created for us, it can still be something of like, yeah, but he or she is doing this and then I should be doing more. But every time I learn that the moment I start to do more and I feel like I need to work hard to receive a sense of purpose or I'm good enough, it doesn't work. And every time I feel like I need to work hard, I need to do more sales, God just invites me, like, come with me, sit with me, let me love you, just be who you are. Like, it's not as if I'm not good enough if I'm not doing all the works already. I am already good enough, and he just already loves me without doing anything. And I think that is so beautiful. And honestly, every time I'm listening to that and I take a step back and relax, new clients come in and I literally do nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. You do by going back to center.
I think so. Like, I'm going back to him and I trust that he will provide whatever I need, because that's also what he says. Like, he knows our needs. He gives us our daily bread. That's not just bread. Like, one day it's rent, the other day it's a client. It's different things every single day. And he provides it. And he never showed me, it's 1.5 years now, but he always stay true to that word. Like, he's always been providing. And I think that's just amazing. And I also think that is why there is so much trust in me, and that I don't feel like I don't need to stress over all these things.
Mm-hmm. Because you know that whatever happens, he has your back and you're guided through your path and journey.
Yeah. And of course, it doesn't mean that I can do whatever I want.
No, for sure.
Because it's also what I've learned. It's such a journey where he's pruning your character. And I've changed, I think, a lot. Also for the people who've been close to me, a lot of things have changed, or the way I want to work or spend my time, care for others. I think I've always cared for others, but there is an extra layer or something on top of it that you really feel like, if we're all one, how can someone suffer and the other one is celebrating life? That's not what he's asking of us. And I also think that whole journey of success and flying around the world, does that honestly, like, I did fly around the world and it never gave me the thing that I was looking for.
Yeah.
And now I haven't been able to travel that much over the last couple of years. But I've never felt more at peace. And I also wanted to say happy, but I also think happiness is also that a feeling. I mean, it's not always easy. Yeah. So you're not always happy.
No, but you're not.
I do feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. And he guides the way. And I just surrender and I will do the things that he's asking me to do. And sometimes it's like, okay, these are big things. You need to help me. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So also with every step of the way, I need to go back every single time and feel like how he forms me through this whole journey with the works that he's been showing me. It's much more than I could ever think of. So it's like, really? I can do those things? But yeah, and I don't know when, and it doesn't really matter. But also, if he says in his word, like, be strong and courageous, don't be afraid, do not be discouraged, because wherever you go, I'll go with you. So it just feels like there's always someone with me.
Yeah, you shared a quote on your LinkedIn profile. It was, be made new in the attitude of your minds. It's from Ephesians 4:23. Can you elaborate on that and how do you apply this every single day in your personal life?
I think it's already what I shared just before about the lies that you've been telling yourself. So also looking to a more professional level, if you speak about leadership, I do think that there are so many people who have been telling themselves they're not a good leader, or they should possess several qualities in order to be a good leader. And they... But they have received gifts and talents as well. But you look around and you see leaders ruling the world who have traits and qualities that is like, is that what we should be aiming for? And so I think as well in leadership, or for any woman in, like, or any woman, doesn't matter what you do, it's also like exploring what are the lies you've been telling yourself, even in motherhood. Like if I hear my friends speaking about, I'm a bad mom because of this, this, and this, and I think like, no, you're doing a great job. It's just a hard job as well. And it can also hold you back. So also, I think like when I was I was so shy, like in everything that I did. And now I'm on stage.
I would have never said that about you.
No, I know. But and now you're on stage just talking to so many people. Like I would have never imagined myself doing that. But I think those are all. So if I would have told myself I will never be a good public speaker, I'm not going to be a good speaker. So referring back to the Bible, it says like words have the power of death and life. So if there are only two choices, like what do you speak also to others, but also over yourself? Like are those words giving life or are you saying like negative things about yourself? And I think that's a really important thing. And going back to your question, be renewed in your mind. It's also, I pray for that as well. Like renew my thinking, because I think as well, like sometimes we're not even aware of all the things. I mean, scientists said that it's like 95% of our thoughts are unconscious. So do we even know of all the thoughts that are running through our minds and who are guiding us in different directions? I don't think we're completely aware of that. And I also think like if we, yeah, renew the thinking, also thinking of my work, like there are so many people who make decisions based on assumptions, for example. And if you keep on doing that and you have a blind spot of not being aware that you make decisions based on assumptions from the past, and maybe sometimes they might be true, but I don't think it's like 100% given that it will be true this time as well.
It's not living a life in clarity.
Yeah, to become more aware of like the way you're thinking and what you tell yourself. Yeah, that you need different perspectives sometimes as well, because we all have blind spots and your thinking is, it just inspires so many things. Like, you know, thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits becomes like a character. So it's not just like a silly thing. If you have like a negative thought, it's pretty.
Oh, yes.
What it does is it has a lot of impact.
Yeah, it's been proven scientifically that self-talk and negative self-talk is really having an impact on, and also on the contrary, positive self-talk is also really helpful to like move forwards in life. Is that something that you do when you work with your client? You start like, you take a step back and identify like all the lies that they've been telling themselves, or like kind of like reassess where they are and what they think of themselves, to then, this is a starting point to then self-develop and get grow.
It depends as well on the person, because I think like I've never had really like a set program like of this we're doing. Like the first is we do this and then we do this and then we do this. But I think it's like more of a continuous journey. The way I see myself, like as an executive mentor, I'm also like showing them blind spots of the things that they don't see themselves. But you can only, if you observe behavior or what the people around you give you back as feedback, it is something to think about. Like, okay, but what is exactly driving this behavior or these thought, the words? It comes back as well to your thoughts. And I'm also thinking of like your heart defines as well, like the state of your heart is really important. And I think like being on this journey, forgiveness is a really big topic.
Yes, I love that you're saying that, forgiving yourself for foremost, like really.
Yeah, I think it's forgiving yourself, but also others. Like, I mean, you know, the people who've said like those things over me, like either too thick or too thin. It's interesting, and like, and it's important to forgive them as well, because unforgiveness can lead to bitterness, and if bitterness is in your heart, like that does something, the way you talk to yourself and to other people and the way you see the world. And I also think like the state of your heart is truly important. And if you decide of not forgiving someone, which is honestly hard, like I've asked God to help me to forgive some people because it's hard. Like people who've hurt you the most, it's not easy to forgive. And I just feel like I needed God as well, enable and his love for everyone on this earth to be able to forgive.
I love that you're saying that. It's so true. Forgiveness to others is very necessary to move forward and find clarity as well in like our experience and acceptance and surrendering. It's really come from forgiveness. And it's a hard topic. Like there's a lot of conversation around forgiveness and who do we forget? Like who do we forgive and who are we doing it for? And I truly believe when you forgive someone, it's like you're doing it for yourself as well. Like it's not necessarily for the other person. It's like for you to understand and surrender to like your experience with that person and being like, this happened to me and I'm forgiving that person and I'm growing for that experience.
Yeah. I heard someone saying like, by not forgiving someone, you put yourself in a prison you're not supposed to be.
Yes. Yes. In a cage. Yeah.
Because yeah, like, I think it's so true because if that unforgiveness, it leads to bitterness. And if that's in your heart, like there are so many negative things that are that will be running through your mind.
And sometimes it's unconscious, definitely unconscious.
Yeah, I think so as well. And also there are so many people who say like, I don't know how you did it. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's also why I think, I believe everyone needs God and Jesus. But also for these things, it's not an easy thing to forgive the people that really hurt you. Like, I mean, like the things I've experienced were not, but I know, I mean, there's worse, you know?
Yeah. There is always worse. Like, definitely. Like something that really comes to my mind right now is like, I've had a very complicated relationship with my father, but I've forgiven him. And you know what it led me to? It led to more confusion from the other side of like, why am I forgiving? And like, I am in a place of forgiveness and open heart and like conversation and the other party doesn't understand and is always in like the conflict attack approach. And that's where I'm like seeing as well, like forgiving is also, you're also protecting yourself in a sense where like, you are in acceptance of what happened and you surrender and you forgive. And so you cannot be hurt anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise you keep on reminding yourself of all those things that have happened and it keeps on hurting you. And
in
I also think
of life.
Forgiveness doesn't mean approval of the things that have happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like for me, it's also was also my dad. And I just, every time I prayed, like, who do I need to forgive? It was always been my father. And a few months ago, 2 months ago, it was my sister. And I was like, my dad is not in here anymore. Like, did I truly forgive him? And then, but I think I've had difficulties as well. But what I've learned is like to forgive people and start to bless them and to pray for them. And
yes,
I feel like that's the only thing I can do for him as well. And I just wish he got to learn, because he does believe in God, but in a very religious way, according to so many rules. And that as if God is like a punisher and so harsh, he's so forgiving and merciful and whatnot. And I just wish that he can also have that same experience. So I just keep on praying for him that he opens and softens his heart, because the bitterness or the things that people do to us also come from a traumatic experience. But I think it's also good to know, like, forgiving doesn't mean approving behavior or seeing someone
again. It's
important to remember. In some cases, it's not, you know, if you speak about, I don't know, very, like, murder or rape.
Yeah, very traumatic, life-changing things.
Like, it doesn't mean you have to keep on seeing them, but
no. Exactly.
To set yourself free from the prison. And and I think as well, for me, like, forgiveness is one thing, but it's also like you've been hurt. So there are wounds. And
oh, yeah.
And I've been like, I did so many meditations and loving myself, but I couldn't. And now I just felt like, or I've seen in dreams, that it just feels like I need to go deep into the wound, but that Jesus was like healing it. Mm-hmm. And then he was closing the gap. And it took a long time, but there has been happening so many things because of that. And I think that was for me as well the biggest relief, like to realize I don't have to do all the work.
Yeah. You don't have to fix everything.
No. And also like because I can't, because if we keep on expecting all of those things for ourselves, it's just, we can't. So it doesn't lead anywhere. So it's frustrating. And now it just feels like, God, I can, please help me. And being in that state of surrendering, it changed everything.
I love that you're talking about this, because lately there has been, you know, a lot of word around like self-improvement and healing and all of this. And it's all about the way it's often positioned is about like, you need to fix yourself to get better and find happiness. But a lot of it is sometimes, like most of it is sitting in it and like just being in it and just surrender to it to find clarity. And I love that you're saying that, because it's exactly this principle that I also believe in, is that instead of always wanting to fix, how about you sit and listen to the wound, to the pain, to your experience, and then you see what happens. But take the time to sit in it before trying to fix it.
Yeah, I think the only thing is maybe as well is like you can also stay in that. So I think it's also good to experience it, but all, and then also like I think many people suppress their feelings. So I think it's a good thing to sit with it and feel it. But then also, yeah, for me, it's just like I can't think of any other way of just like asking God or Jesus, just like heal the wounds that I'm still having. Like, and I just, the Bible says as well, like he has, I don't know exactly the words or the verse by heart, but that he's picked up all your tears. So wherever you were in pain, he's always been there. And the way we have been hurted him as well. And we've never been alone through our experiences or through our pain, because he's always been there. And we maybe were not aware of that, but it is. And I think, and then asking just like heal it. And it does, it sometimes mean for me as well, like last summer has been like truly, like it was as if everything came up. But it also stopped somewhere. It just is like, okay, this was like another crying session for 5 or 10 minutes. But just, you know, I give it back again. And please heal my heart and heal my soul. Also for me to keep on going. And I think wanting to do everything on your own, it makes it so heavy, because we can't. And then you keep on carrying those things that we can't fix by ourselves. So it is as well, like when I started to go through this journey, because I went through something and I felt like I need to go through it again. Like I've tried already with coaches, psychologists, and it never healed or truly did something of leaving it behind. But this time I felt like, but this time I'm actually will be able to leave it behind me, because Jesus is truly healing the wounds. And after I went through it, it just felt like as if I've had a backpack with 50 kilograms on my back, and I was able to put it off and walk in freedom. And that is just something that also the reason I want to keep on sharing this story, because I think every human being, not only women, but like every human being deserves this. Like we were not made to carry all of our pains by ourselves. And we can give it to God if only we want to and if we accept him.
I think the power as well of community is very helpful in this phase, in this like stage of like dropping the bag and letting communities, group, friends, family, whoever you put your trust in, to like take your hands and guide you through it and really ask for the support. support. And sometimes it's just someone holding your hand or lending a shoulder to cry on, or just cry in a circle. I love doing that. I love crying in a circle with different women. I feel very supported when I do that. It's just like the power of community. We were meant to live in communities and being supportive of each other. And it's even more stronger when you share the same beliefs and you share the same principle, because then you can be really, you can open up and it's a safe space and you can really like heal profoundly and be guided in that process.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so true. And it's also so important. Also, like being an entrepreneur, you need it. When I started this whole journey, I thought, like, my first thought about my business was like, I'm not able to make money ever again because I'm a Christian now.
No,
and it was
really?
Like so interesting. It was so interesting. But now I found like a business community with Christians, and we pray every week on a Wednesday morning. We pray over our businesses, and if something is going through something difficult, like a bunch of people are praying for you. And I also think, like, I have now a group, we're six now, with a few women that were all Dutch. We all have our business, but we live in the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. And we see each other every other week. And it's just like, it's so supportive. Yes. And to have other women as well who are praying for you, it's something so beautiful and so encouraging. Like, also knowing, but yeah, wishing someone luck is one thing. And it's also, of course, super sweet. But I also have like
supporting each other in it.
If saying to like a friend of mine who hasn't been sleeping well that I've been praying for her, she's like, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing that it works. Of course it works, but I think it always says, it tells something about the way you spend your time. And yes, prayer is so often about other people, and yeah, loving each other is of all the things I think the Bible is speaking about.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't make sense if you don't love.
You know, something in my own journey that clicked and I shared in the first episode is that when I started loving myself fully, my life changed. My relationship got better. I got more confidence in my career, in the choice that I was making, and I found peace. And it really comes from like knowing to know yourself and loving yourself. And everyone has a different path and journey on how to get there. But it's just, it's hard to put into words, but that feeling of loving yourself and trusting yourself and being at peace is fundamentally life-changing. And it's like everything clicks. And like you said yourself, through the storm, you still have that faith. And it's hard to put into words because it is bigger than ourselves, truly. And it's hard to put into words.
It's sometimes like difficult, but I feel like I'm only able to start loving. I only say it from my perspective. I only get to really love myself because I know God loves me. And that just is a different layer to me, at least, because it's difficult to truly love for all the things you've done. Like, I mean, speaking to myself, it's sometimes still hard because there's always something we can do better. But
that is giving you...
Yeah, and it can change. But the love that God has for us never changes. Yeah, and the way He loves enables me to love myself. Because that love is... And that is the love that I don't have the words for, because I don't know how to describe
exactly,
it. It's just... It's too much.
Yeah.
It's sometimes so much that I feel like I'm not worth of this. Like, it's too much. I can't handle it. Like, stop it.
I want to know, if someone is listening now and they feel, let's say, they really recognize themselves in the journey that you've shared with us, like, what would you tell them in this moment? Like, what would you want to tell them? Or like an advice, a tips, somewhere to start? What would that be?
Give your life to Jesus.
I love that.
Honestly, I know, I feel like when you asked me to be on your podcast, I just felt like there are some people that need to hear this testimony.
Yes.
And who feel lost. And
that's why I do this podcast.
May I just want to say this, like, for whoever is listening, like, know that God is waiting for you and he loves you so much and he wants to help you, and that he has been with you through all of your pains, through all of the difficulties. He's been there in every single situation, and he's just waiting for you to knock on his door. And his word says, whoever knocks will find. So I just pray for you that you, yeah, will go and knock, because there is help and there is a way out.
I love that, honey. Thank you so much. Because I know these words will resonate. And that's exactly why we're doing this, is because sharing our stories and our path and journeys and our voice, it's so helpful and beneficial to whoever needs it. And even if it's one person in the room, it's such a gift. So thank you so much for that. I'm just loving this conversation, and I love that you were so open and that you shared this transformative journey with us. I think it's such a blessing that you're here. And again, I'm at loss for words to explain how grateful I am for this life and for God to have met you, because I didn't know where that would lead. And just being here today, like 3 years later, like knowing you, like it just clicks in my mind. And it gives me as well so much. That's what something that I keep experiencing as well, is that the more I open my heart to God and to my higher self and to the higher power, I really realize that all the people that I meet are so much more aligned with that version of myself that I am today. And being in this virtual room with you today is just another confirmation of that, of the greatness that lies in this world and beyond, really.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here and for the stage of sharing this story.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Success in Wellness. I invite you to join me each month as we delve into the transformative stories of our guests and their unique perspective on success. Together, we'll journey through their past, present, and future, unveiling that success isn't bound by a single definition, but rather evolves as we do throughout our lives. Join our growing community of listeners committed to prioritizing their well-being and achieving success on their own terms. Hit that subscribe button now, and let's elevate our journey to wellness and success together.